a television.
No. No, you breastfeed the baby, Jason. I don't know.
Maggie?
Too late, Jason. I already scrubbed my own back.
Let me see how what time it is.
Bye. Hey, we're going to do this again, and this time we really need to believe your confusion. All right? In 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, and...
Who was that? And what are these TV cameras doing in our bathroom?
I feel so good.
Honey, you're not pregnant.
Of course I'm not pregnant.
But you were last night. You've been pregnant for the last 4 months.
Excuse me, honey. You're blocking my shot.
You're pregnant for 4 months and suddenly you step into the shower? Now you're not?
Oh, Jason, you must have dreamed all that.
But it couldn't be, honey. That only happens on television. Bad television.
Look at this. I'm going to tell the studio I want that hairdresser fired. I don't care how many kids she's supporting. Look, Jason.
What? What?
Look at me.
What?
Look at... Oh, I'm pregnant.
I know. I was there when it happened.
Oh, dream.
Thank you.
Not that, what I dreamed.
Oh. What did you dream?
I stepped out of the shower and suddenly I wasn't pregnant. Everything that had happened in the last 4 months had been changed.
Oh, that only happens on television.
Bad television.
Not necessarily. Show me that smile. Show me that smile.
Well, I think your dream could mean that you have some mixed emotions about being pregnant.
Oh, Jason, I am thrilled about having another baby. I am happy. I am proud. I want the whole world to know. Can't tell I'm pregnant in this, can you?
Honey, I can't even tell you're a woman in that.
So you hate it?
No, it's nice.
You're lying.
Well, you did say you were going to look at some nice maternity clothes.
Jason, how can I buy maternity clothes? I have no time between work and home and getting the nursery ready.
Yeah, wasn't your boss going to let you slow down a little bit after the baby's born?
Well...
What did he say when you told him you were pregnant?
Well, not that much, really.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, what?
You still haven't even told him, have you?
Oh, Jason, you think you know me so well.
Yes, I do.
Okay. It just hasn't been the right time yet.
Well, I'll tell you when the wrong time will be. It'll be next week when you're in a leotard doing your series on aerobics.
Oh, so you prefer I wear something baggy?
Oh, honey, I just...
You know what I think? I think you are the one who's uncomfortable with me being pregnant.
What?
How else do you explain your dream?
It was your dream.
Oh.
I think the sooner you tell your boss you're having a baby, the better.
You're right.
Good.
I will definitely tell him today.
That's my girl.
Just by seeing him.
Oh.
Boy, this is great. We got a whole school day off. I love teacher conference days.
Yeah, we need more of them.
What do you think those teachers talk about all day?
You, Ben.
What? Morning.
School books on a holiday? Even nerds don't do that.
The nerds mentioned you're talking with your books of names and preparing a list of suggestions for my new sister.
Sister? Carol, you're wasting your time. It's going to be a boy.
It's another boy. You can name him whatever you want, but I'm leaving home.
You promise? Hey, dude, come on, relax. I was just kidding. Those teachers aren't talking about you.
Oh, it's going to be so neat. Dressing her in cute little clothes, taking her for walks.
Having him barf on you.
Babies do that?
Yeah, it's one of the nicer things they do.
Can I sit down when I was a baby?
Yeah, all over me.
Put it there, bro.
Just wait. When the new baby gets here, you both are going to have to clean up your act. Big deal. You don't think it's a big deal when Mom can't save you that baby defense anymore? Baby defense?
Yeah, you know. Oh, Jason, go easy on him. He's our baby.
And face it, Ben, you do a lot of dumb baby things. You take that back!
Ben, don't play with your food. You're not a baby.
Your father's right, Ben.
You better have more than that. You're eating for two.
So's Ben.
Thank you, Jason. Bye, kids. Enjoy your day off.
And don't you forget, today's...
Yes, I will talk to my boss. I promise. You want it written in blood? Sorry, I've
got to
go.
Well, Mother's feeling a little tense.
A little? Good thing she didn't have a gun.
Yeah. Well, she's pregnant, tired, and overworked.
Who is it? I understand. I mean, it must be very difficult to have a baby in the autumn of your life.
Ooh, don't you ever, ever, never say that to your mother. I wish it was something we could do for her, you know, make her feel good. She's been so worried lately about getting ready for the baby, decorating the nursery.
Yeah, that's it. Dad, we could decorate the nursery today.
That's not a bad idea.
Thank you. But, Dad, I have big stuff to do today.
Wouldn't you like to do something nice for your mother?
Do I have a choice?
No.
Sure.
What about you, Mike?
Well, actually, I was planning on spending the entire day studying. I'd love to help.
Well, great. This is really going to cheer her up. We're going to take that guest room, make it into the best-looking nursery she ever saw. Come on, let's go. Good thinking, Carol.
Thank you.
Yeah, good thinking, Carol. Now you just ruined the whole day for all of us.
That was my plan.
12.
What's
Well, I never thought of this before, but the guest room's all the way down the hall.
So?
Well, your mom and I have to be much closer to the nursery.
But all the other rooms are taken.
Well, we just might have to do some rearranging.
I'll be right back.
Rearranging?
Oh, no. Who's going to lose their room?
What? Mike, what matters is what's good for the baby.
Good. Then you give up your room.
Well, if that's the decision, then that's the decision.
Carol, telephone.
Betty, look, we got to move fast here.
Move? You mean we're out?
No. I just mean that we got to make sure that you don't wind up in the guest room.
Why would I wind up in the guest room?
Well, think about it, Ben. Whose room is closer to Mom's and Dad's?
Yours.
Okay, but between the two of us, which has the least physical damage?
Mine.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I bet Carol is pointing that out to Dad right now.
I didn't mean to barf on her.
It was me, Benny. I would do anything to get out of that guest room.
Me too. It's got fruity wallpaper and smells like Grandma.
I just wish that there was some way that we could make sure that... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, man, that's too crazy.
No, it isn't. Let's do it. What is it?
Okay. All right. You volunteer to give up your room.
It is too crazy.
Now, Dad will be so touched that you offered your room to the baby that he'll reward you and let you pick any other bedroom in the house.
Great, I'll take yours.
Come on, think about it. Who has the biggest bedroom in the house?
Mom and Dad.
Okay, secondly.
Carol.
Right. I know this is an ugly thing to do, Ben, but with the baby coming, these are ugly times.
Okay, where were we?
Dad, I want the baby to have my room.
Oh, that's very unselfish of you, Ben. I'm touched.
I just want what's ever best for the baby.
You mean that?
Cross my heart.
Well, you know, your room and Mike's are both so close, that was going to be a toss-up.
It was?
Yes, but your generosity, Ben, has made a tough decision easy for me. And I want you to know that just as soon as we finish the baby's room, we'll get to work on fixing up the guest room for you. Okay?
Benny, we tried.
Oh, come on. Selma, will you tell me the minute Mr. Tudelovich is off the phone?
Oh, yeah, it won't be long. He's just talking to Shauna about when she's coming back from maternity leave.
Oh, how's her baby?
Shauna says that he's finally sleeping through the night.
Oh,
you sure you're up to going through all that again?
Oh, definitely. It's all part.
Of course I know. That's Shauna all over.
over again, wearing baggy clothes, running to the bathroom every 5 minutes,
saying, oh, every time somebody mentions a baby.
Freaking out about telling Mr. Sidlovich.
Oh, I am not freaking out. I was just waiting for the right time.
This is the right time.
And when Shauna finally told him about her baby, he was thrilled.
Really?
Maggie, he's a family man himself. He's a pussycat.
Mr. Sidlovich, I just need one moment of your time.
Maggie, 1 second. Selma, send out a memo. Shauna Small will not be returning to the Channel 19 anchor desk, having elected to stay at home with her new baby, if you can believe that garbage. Effective immediately, any woman who works at Channel 19 who gets pregnant will be fired. Quadrilly Sid Sidlovich.
Sir, you can't do that.
I don't want to do it. I just wanted to say it.
Well, Maggie,
what did you want to see me about?
Oh, I just wanted to say, have a nice day.
Isn't she sweet?
All right, guys. Great job. Just bring those paint cans out to the garage when you're finished. Wait till your mom gets home. She sees this. She's going to be so happy. She's going to cry like a baby. So,
you're never going to talk to me again?
Never.
You just did.
Starting now.
You did it again.
Stop it, Mike.
All right. Come on, Benny. Here, look. Now, consider what I've done to you a valuable lesson in learning how to look out for yourself once you've been replaced as the baby in the family.
I'm going to tell Dad.
Tell Dad what?
Nothing. He's hallucinating. I think he's getting into the wallpaper phase.
Mike said that if I gave up my room, Dad would give me yours.
What?
Well, all he was doing was fixing it, so
he
his room
doesn't know what
Look, whatever this is about, it can wait. Now, your mother's on her way up the stairs. When she gets here, we all yell surprise, okay?
Jason?
Yes, we're up in Ben's room.
Not anymore.
Surprise!
Yeah.
You did all this?
Yeah, well, not just myself. It was everybody.
Everybody, except me.
Honey?
She loves it.
I just don't get it. I thought you'd be so pleased we fixed up the nursery.
Oh, with a nice gesture, Jason. Even with the hideous drape. But what kind of a mother am I going to be if I don't even have time to take part in getting the nursery ready?
A great one, honey. A sensational one. It just doesn't have any taste in drapes.
The great mother would have been able to tell her boss she was pregnant.
What?
I chickened out.
Honey, why are you so afraid to tell her?
I am not afraid. I know what it is. I'm just... scared.
Oh. Well, what are you so afraid, so scared of?
Well, I don't know that he'll treat me like I'm pregnant and things are going to change.
I mean, of course things are going to change.
But I don't want them to change. I'm finally fitting in at work, doing a great job.
But, sweetheart, we just have to face it. Now, we're going to have to make some adjustments.
What adjustments?
Well, like reducing my patient load.
Can you do that?
Of course I can. I just have to start curing those nutsos fast.
What?
It's a joke, honey.
But we've never talked about you scaling down your practice before.
But I just never thought of it before.
Well, shouldn't you have thought of it before?
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, great. This kid doesn't have a chance. She's got a terrible mother and a thoughtless jokester for a father.
All right, Benny, I'll admit it. My plan didn't work out perfectly.
Oh, sure it did.
Hey, come on, Benny. I had the best of motives here. I mean, I wanted Carol to get the short end of the stick.
Benny, see what happens when you trust Mike? You end up in the guest room.
A guest in your own home.
And boy, might as well just go rent an apartment or something. Carol, not yet.
When Mom and Dad find out about this, and I promise you, they will. You will be in deep, deep trouble.
Look, now, don't start blaming Ben's housing problems on me.
Whose fault is it?
Well, I think we both know the answer to that one.
You're blaming this
I'm an unborn child?
Hey, let's look at the facts here, Carol. I mean, so far, this kid, who I personally don't even know yet, has upset everybody. It is going to be a girl.
Mike, I'll pray for you.
Look, Carol, I mean, nobody bothered to ask me how I felt about having a new kid around this house.
Well, so nobody asked Ben or me either.
Well, all I'm saying is, I mean, if we have family meetings about vacations, shouldn't we have had one about this?
You're right.
Yeah. You know what I think? I think Mom and Dad are trying to sneak this new kid by.
So, Mike, we should still have a family meeting. I mean, we obviously have a lot to discuss. I bet Mom and Dad think it's a great idea, too. We love it when we want to communicate. And I'll be the one who proposed it.
Okay, here's the answer to that problem. When the baby cries at night, I'll be the one who gets them.
No. You have to look good in front of that news camera. When you sleep, you look like death warmed over. A nice death.
But Jason, you have to get your sleep too. You have patients every morning.
Oh, sure, but when I look like hell in the morning, my patients feel better about themselves. Isn't that my job?
Oh, but what if you resent scaling down your practice? What if you resent me? What if you resent the baby?
Oh, Maggie.
Mom, Dad, we need a secret family meeting right now. I fear for the future of this family.
Mike, we're a little busy.
Yeah, but Dad, we need to... time, Mike.
Mom, Dad, we really need a secret family meeting immediately. Trust me.
Carol, as your mother just explained to Mike, we should...
Absolutely, Carol. Let's go.
What?
Dad?
You heard your mother?
Living room, kitchen, one burr. What the heck's a burr? Swimming pool, TV, refrigerator, no laundry. All right!
Ben, what are you doing?
Looking for my own place.
What?
But, sweetheart, why?
Well, as long as I've left my room, I might as well get something nice without flowers on the wall.
Well, how are you going to pay for this?
No problem. See, most of these ads say first month's rent free. Well, I'll just move every month.
I'd like to call the Seaver family meeting to order.
I move that we talk about how Mike conned Ben out of his room.
Carol, you have not been recognized. In fact, I'm not even sure that's you at all.
Mike, what did you do to Ben?
Dad, I don't believe that's the purpose of this meeting here today. I think what we should be talking about is this baby mess.
Baby mess?
Mike, this baby is a blessed event.
With the sergeant at arms, please escort this lady out.
Mom, Dad, Mike hates the baby.
What?
No. You have me confused with Ben.
Ben?
I just want my room back.
But you volunteered to give it up, didn't you?
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for coming.
It is not.
Mike, get back in here.
Kids, this new baby is going to change things around here. And some of them are going to be wonderful. Some of them aren't.
All you two can think about is yourself. Personally, I'm going to love everything about this baby.
Even coming home straight after school to help out?
Of course. This wouldn't be every day, would it?
No, but Carol, are you ready for things like changing dirty diapers?
Oh, I thought Ben would do that. Why me? Because my instinct tells me you'd be good at it. Dink is right.
Carol, you will be doing your share of changing dirty diapers.
Ew.
Let the record show that Miss Blessed Event here said, quote,
ew.
All right, now every member of this family is going to have to make some sacrifices here.
Me too?
Yes, you too. You're going to have to get used to the new stereo policy.
Okay, all right. My stereo will be turned off every night by 11 p.m. 1 a.m. tops.
That's not what we had in mind.
Okay, midnight it is. You can count on me.
There will be no music while the baby is asleep, day or night.
Day or night? What's left?
Ben, how do you feel about making sacrifices?
Fine with me. I'm going to be hanging out in my duplex.
I'm still not clear how Ben lost his room.
Mike conned me out of it.
Let the record show Mike and I will talk later, during moonlighting.
What I don't get is, why do we have to suffer when you're the one having the baby?
Ben, you kids aren't the only ones being asked to sacrifice around here. Your father's going to rearrange his whole practice.
And your mother's going to take time off from a job she's just getting used to.
Well, if this baby's messing everybody up, then why are you having it?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Yeah. Well, I never thought about putting it into words.
That's not easy to do.
You guys don't know either?
Oh, no, no, no. We know. Well, I guess because a baby is as close to a miracle as we're ever going to get. And having each one of you was the most wonderful thing to ever happen to your father and me.
Thank you, Mom. That's really beautiful. Especially the way you include Mike.
Carol.
Does that answer your question, Ben?
No.
No. Does
it? Yes, your mother and I, we believe there's nothing in the world more important than our family.
We sure do. Not work, or losing sleep.
Not me reducing my patient load.
Nothing. Oh, honey, why didn't we come up with all this stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, Jason, this baby's going to be great.
That doesn't answer my question either.
I think what Ben's trying to ask you is, what's in this baby deal for us?
What's in it for you?
It was Ben's question.
Why, everything.
The same that's in it for us. Now, you guys insult each other more than anybody I know, but I'd also bet my soul that deep down underneath all of that, each one of you loves each other. Now, Carol, how would you really feel if there were no Mike? Huh? And Ben, how would you really feel if there were no Carol? Huh? And Mike, what would you really feel? And don't you say one word as far as
I'm concerned. Let's think. We are all going to have a new person to love. And once he or she is here, we'll wonder how we ever lived without her. Or him.
Ben, does that answer your question?
I think so. So you're saying it's not just you and Mom having the baby, we're all pregnant?
Well, you couldn't be more right, Ben.
This is so sweet. Mike, are you crying too?
No, it's your feet. Oh.
I can't remember when I was more proud of those guys.
Oh, yeah, they are finally truly excited about the baby. And you were wonderful.
Yeah. Honey, who are you calling at this hour?
Oh, my doctor, it's time.
What?
Just kidding. My boss.
Why don't you call him tomorrow?
No, I don't want to put this off another... Hello, this is Maggie. I'm calling to tell you I'm pregnant. I'm 4 months along, but if you still want to put me in a leotard next week, I'm game. This isn't 55512.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains. Some discarded inanimate objects take on the telling of the story for a trip down memory lane. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, an ordinary trip to the store turns into adventure when Kevin and Jack wind up lost.